Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This one really just a selected bibliography for an upcoming episode where I just delve into details from a lot of different things. And then I'll also insert an intro into that episode that refers back to this bibliography. First, in Pharmacological Research, October 2015, Vaccines, Adjuvants, and Autoimmunity. Key Roles of Adjuvants in Modern Vaccines, published December 5th, 2013, in the journal Nature Medicine. In 2020, COVID-19 Vaccine Frontrunners and Their Nanotechnology Design. Next, Journals of Materials Chemistry B is the journal, and the title is Nanomaterials-Based Vaccine Adjuvants. This is from 2016. Graphene, a Comprehensive Review, from the article Current Drug Targets, published in 2017. From June of 2011, from the American Chemical Society Applied Materials and Interfaces Journal, Cytotoxicity of Graphene Oxide and Graphene in Human Erythrocytes and Skin Fibroblasts. From the journal Chemical Research and Toxicology, September 2011, Biological Interactions of Graphene Family Nanomaterials, an Interdisciplinary Review. From September 2013, in the journal Colloids and Surfaces B, Biointerfaces, Hard Corona Composition and Cellular Toxicities of the Graphene Sheets. From the journal Acta Biomaterialia, in December 13, Graphene and Graphene Oxide as New Nanocarriers for Drug Delivery Applications. From June of 2015, out of the journal American Chemical Society Applied Materials and Interfaces, Insight into the Interaction of Graphene Oxide with Serum Proteins and the Impact of the Degree of Reduction and Concentration. From 2015, in the journal Current Topics in Medicinal Chemistry, Graphene Oxide, a Carrier for Pharmaceuticals and a Scaffold for Cell Interactions. From 2015, from the journal Nanoscale, Protein Corona Mitigates the Cytotoxicity of Graphene Oxide by Reducing its Physical Interaction with Cell Membrane. From September 2015, from American Chemical Society's journal Nano, Crucial Role of Lateral Size for Graphene Oxide in Activating Macrophages and Stimulating Pro-Inflammatory Responses in Cells and Animals. Next, from the journal from the American Chemistry Society Applied Materials and Interfaces, from June of 16, Biomolecular Interactions and Biological Responses of Emerging Two-Dimensional Materials and Aromatic Amino Acid Complexes. From the journal ACS Nano, published February 8, 2016, Improved In Vitro and In Vivo Biocompatibility of Graphene Oxide Through Surface Modification, Polyacrylic acid functionalization is superior to pegylation. This journal is in another language, so pardon me, Archivum Immunologiae et Therapiae Experimentalis, that is published in October of 2015. The title, The Molecular Influence of Graphene and Graphene Oxide on the Immune System Under In Vitro and In Vivo Conditions. Published November 2018 in Reviews of Environmental Contamination and Toxicology, the article Graphene-Based Nanomaterials Toxicity in Fish. From the journal Nanoscale Horizons in 2019, Graphene Oxide Touches Blood, In Vivo Interactions of Biochlorinated 2D Materials. From the Journal of Nanoscience and Nanotechnology, published in April of 2020, Toxicological Evaluation of Graphene Family Nanomaterials. From the journal Molecules, published August of 2020, toxicity studies on graphene-based nanomaterials in aquatic organisms, current understanding. From the Journal of Hazardous Materials, published March 15th, 2021, improved Allii Vibrio Fischeri-based toxicity assay, graphene oxide as a sensitivity booster with a mobile phone application. From the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, published in September of 2021, dependence of graphene oxide, that's GO, toxicity on oxidation level, elemental composition, and size. From the journal Exotoxicology and Environmental Safety, January 2022, sublethal toxicity of graphene oxide in Caenorhabditis elegans under multi-generational exposure. From the journal Chemosphere, March 2022, graphene oxide interaction with Lemna minor, root barrier strong enough to prevent nanoblade morphology-induced toxicity. This one actually not a regular journal article, but had some important stuff in it. Strong by A genus INKT cell therapy extubated 3 of 4 severe COVID-19 patients in P1 tri. That's on seekingalpha.com, dated February 10th, 2021. All right, guys, a selective bibliography for the episodes or so in which I will be discussing those topics.